After his ski racing career on the U.S. ski team, Jesse Hunt went to work for the organization for 16 years, leaving as the Alpine director back in 2009 to take on the role of program director on the Park City ski team. In this last year, Hunt was responsible for merging five individual Park City youth on-snow teams under the ski and snowboard umbrella and served this inaugural year as executive director. He says while it made sense to take the local job 9 years ago, he's ready to go back into the international arena.
At the time, it really made a lot of sense for me to, I had young kids and family here in Park City, and it made a lot of sense for me to settle down and be local and stay local. And I've really enjoyed the opportunity to be here and be local for the past nine years. And I guess maybe I got the itch to go back on the road and start working internationally again with the national team.
During Hunt's previous tenure with U.S. Ski and Snowboard, the U.S. ski team had its most successful run of results in alpine racing in its history, including 4 overall World Cup titles, 12 Olympic medals, and 18 World Championship medals. As alpine director, he'll oversee both the men's and women's alpine teams on the Europa and World Cups, as well as the development teams. He says it'll require a lot of travel, both domestically and internationally.
There's a lot of opportunities and requirements to be international and be on the road, and in terms of networking and so forth for the teams, making sure the teams are getting what they need with training opportunities, as well as seeing how they're delivering programming and whatnot. It'll require that I'm on the road quite a bit.
He says he's been brought on to replace Patrick Rimmel, who resigned earlier this spring. He considers the job to be one of rebuilding.
We're in a rebuilding phase right now, which, you know, it's post-Olympic year, which, you know, obviously all teams at this level are sort of looking at the Olympic quad, that cycle, and evaluating how things went. So it's not uncommon that there's staff changes and things after an Olympics. So this is really the time that happens. And, you know, in this case, I think we have a great opportunity to rebuild our team. And we have some great people. We're putting energy and some great people down at that development level to be sure that we're building up a strong team for the future.
He says he has the support of staff to rebuild and recreate team dynamics where the big stars don't necessarily receive preferential treatment.
And I like to think that the Norwegians, you know, took a page out of our book when we were building our team. We had a team environment, a team atmosphere. That was our culture. Once our stars were born, it got harder to keep that together. And I think that's sort of, you know, what the team's been living through the last 8-9 years. But my goal is to get back in there and create a team environment and really build up a healthy, you know, team concept, team atmosphere, team dynamic.
He says he brings a lot with him from running the Park City Ski Team, one of the major feeder clubs in the country.
You know, being on the other side of the fence and being part of the club, you know, I'm now, you know, aware of what's really possible there as well. So there's a lot of potential. I understand to a much better degree just what the clubs are capable of doing and what's possible and the energy and effort that's being put in. So clearly, you know, the clubs are doing a tremendous job at this level. And you know, the question is how to tap into it in the best way. So it's, you know, helping produce top-level athletes.
Of course, success will be measured by results, but also whether the core values that he helps establish are met. Hunt takes over May 1st at U.S. Ski and Snowboard. He says he'll also be able to help the Park City Ski and Snowboard transition to a new director once that person is hired. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.